Hey Sue.
Hello.
You all right?
So thanks for coming on.
Well, when you emailed me and said talk absolute bollocks, I was in. That was it.
I thought that might tempt you.
that's to be fair all I've got.
So Dave, do you want to introduce Sue? Have you heard any of these, Sue?
I have a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't listened to a lot. I've listened to a few, but my kids at work said they're all over it. And he said the Juan Cabral one was really serious. And that also worried me a little
bit. Did he?
I listened to Theo because he's a mate and he was good.
So are you doing any work in this period, Sue?
I am doing. I can't say that phrase, but I wanted to quote a Partridge.
You can say lots.
Well, do you remember when Partridge... I can't say it, actually.
Go on, you say it. We can edit it out.
Partridge walks in and he goes... That's what it's like. But literally, I've been run ragged. I have never been so busy sat on my arse in my life. It's quite discombobulating because you've got the sort of stress of having to do stuff, but you're not running around like a loon with a latte or a frothy coffee in your hand, just sat on your arse. That's quite odd.
So tell us a positive and a negative about working this way.
The positives for me are manifold. The fact that you can mute a meeting and make a cake, I've loved that. And also, it's been like one of the biggest episodes of Through the Keyhole I've ever seen. That's been good. Yeah. I'm quite seeing who's got the shit art on their wall, what they're trying to say about themselves. I'm loving that. I did a pitch early on when we were a bit more optimistic when it just started. And a client just put us up, turned a camera off. And the next thing we heard was a toilet flush. That was a good one.
Did anyone reference it or did everyone?
Well, no, it was a pitch. We were all very like, we didn't afterwards, obviously, straight on it. Yeah. And the other day, because I do quite a lot of work with the clients in Switzerland, in Geneva, and they've just had some of their restrictions relaxed. You're allowed a hairdresser to your house. So we was doing a presentation and she was having her roots done, which was the first. So that was quite funny. Negatives, I would only say that it feels a bit lawless and boundaryless. There's no clock on, clock off. And because you've got about 650 platforms on the go, whether you're on the, you know, yeah, the LinkedIn, the Teams, the Zoom, the Facebook, the FaceAche, the FaceAss, whatever you're on, someone's trying to get you. And then you get platform stress going, which one did they talk to me on? Is it an email? Is it a WhatsApp? Is it a text? It feels like, you know, you're running around trying to find where people are all the time. That's annoying.
Do you think because you're on your own, you can think any differently, deeper, more focused or not?
A little bit, but I'm like a single mother and I'm quite old. So my lifestyle is self-isolated anyway. So I'm sort of on my own quite a lot anyway. So a lot of it's not a change. But what I do miss is nuance. I realised the other day, staring into a screen, you can't read a room. It's like all fakery. And you can't, yeah, like, sometimes, you know, just a look says everything you need to know. And you don't get that off that fakery of a screen or just a little sort of cough or a little side glance to camera or just walking around somewhere. You can feel the atmosphere. So it does feel like I'm living in the Truman Show, as everyone is, I suppose. The interaction and the bants, as they say. So like I said, when you said chat shit all over it.
So you're light on that. So can you recommend for people who are bored something they may not have considered watching? Could be a film, could be TV.
Bizarrely, I actually did a podcast the other day on the telly because telly is my medicine. I love it. I've just watched on Unorthodox. That was really good, really compelling. I loved on the iPlayer. There's some little gems on the iPlayer they don't go on about. Like Snowfall. Have you seen Snowfall?
Oh, someone else recommended that today.
Yeah, Snowfall's quite incredible. It's a little sneaky gem because it's so filmic and it's got actors in it you haven't seen really, and they're brilliant and it's really well crafted. It's got beautiful music, really cinematic. It's like a little mini film each episode. That's lovely. What's the other one with Pamela Adlon? Which, because being as I wanging on about being a single mother with kids, there's not a lot that represents me, but what's it called Better Things. It's a really shit title for a really good series, but on PC the first two seasons were written with Louis CK, which is obviously a little bit awkward
now.
But the third one's not, but it's really funny and chaotic. In fact, Lady Vicky Maguire texted me after watching it and said, that's you, that is. So that was, and it's good, it's a good one. So I love that. Oh, we're watching the new Killing Eve, but it's not as good as it used to be, is it, that one?
No.
Loved Normal People. Binge that.
Great, yeah.
That was so good. That was like a portal into the past. That boat sailed, but it was a lovely little, beautifully well-told story. I've got some guilty pleasures. One of the best things about being at home, and don't tell anyone, is Homes Under the Hammer. I do is I'll pause it when it starts and then just fast forward to all that, so I can watch Homes Under the Hammer in 5 minutes. I'm loving that.
Just get to the results quickly?
Yeah, just get to the results quickly. Yeah, that's been a little pleasure. Because when you have to watch it in real time, like when you're ill and stuff, you're like, oh, I can't get up till they've done this properly. So it's
not too stressful, the wait.
Exactly. So you can cut to the chase, which I'm loving that.
Okay.
Parv, are you drinking more or less alcohol?
None of your business. No. I would say probably a little bit more, because it feels like somewhere to go at the end of the day. Because when you're in the same place all the time, you've got to go somewhere else mentally. So I've really taken to alcohol beverages in tins. They do a lovely...
What do the tins bring to the party?
I think it's because it's ready packaged for you. There's no effort. You just reach...
Again, speed.
Yeah, it's speed again. It's just get me the Jack and Coke.
Get me to the point, yeah. If you've got a choice of two people who could take control of this pandemic, we're doing a poll on it, that's why. One is Donald Trump, the other is Joe Exotic. Do you know Joe Exotic? Do you know his work?
Oh, yeah, I watched Tiger King. All I thought about that show is I quite enjoyed it, despite the cruelty to the tigers. Imagine what that place smells like. Oh. I could nearly not get past that, because it was almost smell-o-vision, because everything was so disgusting. Oh, anyway,
that literally didn't cross my mind at any point in this.
Did it not? Oh, it really ground my gears. I was a bit, oh, imagine the smell. Okay, God, they're pretty much the same person. It's like,
so that's why we've made it a tough choice.
It's like saying, do you want Peter Sutcliffe or Fred West to babysit the kids?
Yeah, we thought that would cause a problem if we put that one as our...
I mean, yeah, that is definitely the devil in the deep blue sea. I probably might even go Joe Exotic on ballads. Yeah.
Will you be clapping tonight?
Yeah, we've been clapping. We have been. I mean, a lot of people have it in our hood, and we've obviously marked them down. We've got swept away in that, Mike, because I've got two girls home from uni, and that's an interesting social experiment. Yeah, they've said you've got to do it, so we've all been out. We took a saucepan out one night just to change it up. Yeah, no, we'll be out there. We'll do it. So
can I just check one thing? Did you say hood ironically there, or was that just in common language?
It's just parlance. When you live with teenagers, you just pick it up.
Yeah.
It's all... You know, FBLs. Thank you. I like to.
You're welcome.
Dave, Sue's really cool.
Thank you. I am.
Because I'm picking up all these little cool tips for when I bring with my kids next.
Yeah. Dave, don't go downstairs and now say the word hood.
I might try and test it, throw it in see how it goes.
You might get yourself and Dad cool points. You probably won't, but let's give it a go.
I'll give it a try, see how it goes down. So, what did you say about West London? West London's the best, or something?
Well, West is best.
So are you cooking sourdough over there, baking sourdough even?
Well, I don't mind telling you, I might have knocked up a couple of sourdoughs. Yes, I haven't got a starter, though. I've not done it like that. But you know the way that all the modern world at the moment is pivot? Our local pub has turned into like a food market, and they're starting to give away some of their recipes. And one of the best things was their bread. And I've got that recipe now, so fuck them. I'm not going back for that anymore. I'm making my own.
Have you cooked it, baked it, and it's come out well?
I've cooked it, I've baked it, it's come out absolutely incredibly. In fact, I've shared it on our work group chat because I'm and also the good thing about it, it's literally chuck it in a bowl, stir it in the oven, no kneading, no mucking about, and it's cooked in 17 minutes. Even my kids have eaten it.
Send that over, we'll try that.
That's going over, yeah.
What have we got next, Parv? What's your next question?
So are you a mask wearer?
Do you know what? I've just ordered one. Thank you very much for asking. I haven't actually worn it yet, but it's there ready to be worn, because I haven't really gone into the travel space. I do a little spin around the block, you know, walk around the way. But it's really weird getting used to this world with people with masks everywhere. And if you get accidentally, people jump out the way of you, don't you? If you accidentally get a bit close, it's really weird. But I have got a mask and I will wear it. I've got one of those cycle mask ones. I look like an alien.
I know the ones you mean.
Yeah, I've got one of them.
Can I just have another quick check? So does gone into the travel space mean you haven't gone outside?
I've gone outside, but not on a public bit of transport. I've been on like my feet and a bicycle and mildly a car, but not like anywhere more than like a mile radius of my home. What have you been travelling? Have you been on the public transport?
No, not at all. You said I haven't gone into the travel space. I was just checking the meaning of that, whether that's like another one of those in the hood type things.
Dave's a stickler for getting all the facts.
I'd just like to know what the new street slang is.
What you seem to be holding a mirror up to me is I seem to have my own vocabulary. I had no idea. I've seemed to talk in my own tongue.
We can. It's cool. You sound like one of the cool kids. So I'm making notes so that I can be cool.
Plenty more where that came from.
What else have we got, Pav? So we've got a football question.
Oh, shit on it. I'm not good on that, but go ahead.
Okay, well, then the answer is pubs. We can put in pubs.
I can do pubs. My son supports Liverpool, that's all I know. And I know there's...
Is he very gloomy at the moment?
He's a little bit gloomy, but he's a 15-year-old boy who's literally grown about 8 foot, and all he does is shout and swear into an Xbox at the moment, but I'm letting it go.
I think he's living with me as well. Massive growth, massive swearing in his room at the TV.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He said he was having a fight with a racist in America the other night, but he was screaming and he was using some choice language.
Are you sure we're not all in the same house?
Yeah. Basically, you're in my home, aren't you?
I wonder whether they'll all look back on that and say, do you remember that summer when we were all at home growing, swearing at Xbox and when there was a pandemic?
Yeah, I think that's how they're going to have remembered this.
I think so. So have you, in West London, have you noticed any environmental positives?
It's like whipsnade around here.
Is it? Yeah. All the animals have come out from hiding.
They've all come out. I feel like, you know that bit Snow White walks through the forest and the butterflies? Yeah. There was a baby fox curled up asleep the other day. Very cute, little fluffy little fella. Loads of squirrels. The bird song is almost like, could you turn it down, mate? That's really, really loud.
Yeah, it's louder here too. Yeah.
And you know, the other thing, though, that's been amazing, the stars. Yeah. The stars are amazing. There's clear skies. I got the old app out. I was up there. Venus is up there. I saw the plough. I saw the moon and the stars, which normally isn't a thing in the smoke, is it, the sky? So it's been really nice. Yeah, it's cleaned its act up. Mother Nature's taken a bit of control back, I think. And there's lots of butterflies and birds and, I do feel like Snow White.
Right, what else have we got, Parv?
Have we done bog roll?
We haven't done bog roll.
When you say, have you done bog roll?
That's our most important question. Yeah. How many loo rolls have you got?
Well, without knowing it, I inadvertently stockpiled before stockpiling was a thing. Someone gave me a code for that. You know that who gives a crap toilet roll, that environmental thing? About 2 weeks before lockdown, I ordered a box of 48. Well, we're still going strong. It's not even been a thing. So I must have had a premonition. So the bog roll's flowing. Thank you very much for asking. No one's been caught short.
So what do you think you've got now? What are you, 20?
I've got three teenagers in this house. And so I'm probably down to about the last 12.
Okay.
Still got 12 to go, but it's not been anything that's panicked me, which is, you know.
Dave, I think we should take 48 and not 12.
Yeah, were at 48 at one point. Have you discovered anything about yourself in this period that you didn't know before?
I think I've discovered that I like my home and I'm quite an adaptable person. And I quite like that. I've actually adapted a lot better because I think I wrote this thing. It's about, I think creativity is about adapting to survive. And I think if you're a creative soul, which I hope I am, I think adapting is actually quite a positive. And I've actually enjoyed it. I find it as a place to learn. I've quite enjoyed it. I've done things that I didn't think I would do because I've got the time to do it. So I've actually quite enjoyed it. Like all the stuff I've put off because I've never had the time, I've started to do. And I've actually enjoyed that. Because you know this thing where everyone's in the currency of busy, I'm busy, you're busy, we're all busy, and busy, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't think that busy thing was that useful or that helpful. So the fact that everyone's slowed down a little bit means they can see other things. So I think I've learned, I quite enjoy my home. I've quite enjoyed, bizarrely, I didn't think I would, eating with my children and being around them. Because being a working mum, I've never really done that whole being there every single night to eat dinner with them. And actually, it's been better than I thought. But also, I think it's really powerful the way that that you can be a family member now and not be a negative, if that makes sense. Because for a long time, to sort of say, oh, I'd much rather go home and be with my family, they'd look at you as though you've just shifted the table. Yeah. And actually for it to be the right, you know, it's to be able to do that. I've really enjoyed that, actually. So I've enjoyed thinking that, you know, actually doing this bit is actually quite good too. That's been a really good positive.
Do you think you'll choose to work slightly differently going forward, like maybe one day at home or 2 days at home? Or
100%. In fact, I think, why the hell didn't you do this before, you loon? I think you obviously still need that. You need to be able to read the room. You need the nuance. You need the interaction. You need to sort of feel the vibe of a room. And that's what's missing. We've sort of over-indexed one way. But at the same time, the space and the time to be with your family and see other things is so powerful and valuable that you can't just suddenly get that back. That genie's out the bottle. And I think all the big old big wigs who have always gone, you can't work at home, you won't be working, actually encouraged it and seen that it works.
Yeah.
So therefore, that boat sailed. We're working at home, whether we like it or not. And good for the environment, good for mental health, good for families and flexible work, all those sort of stuff. I think all that, I love all that. I think that's brilliant, because it's a shame it took a pandemic to bring that to the fore, because all the campaigning anyone's ever done never got us there, but this has. So that's all brilliant, I think.
Right. So one last question we've got, which is, can you name an ad you've seen in this period?
Yeah, I liked the Nike ad. I liked the, you know, play at home thing.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that. I think if anybody can like be themselves in a pandemic and still be authentic, it's Nike, and I really like that.
Right, thanks for that, Sue. That was great.
You know what? Love having a laugh with you.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's nice to chat shit with you anytime.
Yeah, likewise.
All right, my love. Stay.
All right. Thanks again, Sue. That was great. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye, loves.
Bye. Bye.